The Arrowhead Weston power line, when it's built, will be 210 miles long. It crosses property owned by more than 1,000 different people in northern Wisconsin. Some of them plan to challenge the right of the American Transmission Company to condemn their land to build it. The state legislature created the company 2 years ago to manage the state's power grid. Attorney Dan Hanula has represented some power line opponents. He argues the law that created the company is unconstitutional.
And our argument to the courts is going to be that they don't have the authority to condemn the land because the law is unconstitutional. It was created for just one company, and they're condemning the land for a private purpose rather than a public purpose.
But Mark Williamson of the American Transmission Company says building the line is a public purpose, and he's confident most landowners will see it that way.
Obviously, society imposes a lot on folks to put in its infrastructure, but most people recognize that the infrastructure is vital. You can't live in America without electricity these days, and we need the electricity to keep the lights on, keep the businesses running, and most folks come to grips with that and understand that. We try to deal with them with the utmost respect.
But opponents say they don't respect the company's right to seize their land. They've vowed to take the issue eventually to the state Supreme Court. The legal battle will begin when the first unwilling landowner challenges the company's effort to condemn their land. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.